guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me.
Thank
it's
you.
Great.
We're delighted.
Have to say, I binge watched the whole lot. Wow. Couldn't get enough of it.
How many sessions?
Oh, like, I'd say about three.
Okay.
So I started at the weekend, and then I watched maybe another two episodes, like Monday. Then I was like, I have to watch it all.
Oh.
Might have been a little bit late for work at one stage, but it's okay. Obviously, you know, transported back to the 1980s, what was it like playing that character? Was there any kind of, you know, obstacles kind of getting back into that era?
Well, I mean, you know, we spoke of this earlier too. I mean, technically, I'm an 80s kid. I was born in 83.
So you were in nappies.
I was in nappies, and I don't remember the 80s, and I see myself very much as a 90s kid. So there was kind of no getting back into it for me. So it was very new to me. And you spoke about this earlier. Like, it was like this immersive world. Like, our set designers and everyone involved like, created such a brilliant world aesthetically. Like, you could walk anywhere on set and pick up anything, and it's legit and it belongs in this world and probably hard to find and hard to get. And so that felt very real. So I think once you're on the set, you kind of feel like it's seeping into your bones, you know? It never really felt like a set, really. It's
no, it
quite
didn't.
Real,
yeah,
didn't
it was
it?
Just our kitchen, our living room. Yeah,
yeah.
It was funny, but it was totally immersive for me because it was nostalgic for me, because it was all the bits and pieces that we had in our house and the same dog food and the same. And you'd open up the cupboards that no, as you said, no one's ever going to see the cupboards, and there'd be a cereal from. And you're like, how did he do this?
Yeah,
because it's quite a chaotic, fast-moving kind of series. But at the same time, you know, you balance out the loving family. With, you know, like, I suppose we work in the media and we know how chaotic it can be. So I really got a sense of, you know, the urgency of like getting onto air and getting everything done.
Right.
And, you know, I loved it. I was like, if I've ever seen anything that, you know, mirrors working in the media, this is it.
Oh, good.
Because it's crazy.
It felt authentic.
Yeah, it totally felt authentic. Victoria, like, I loved your style in it. I loved the fact that there's so many powerful females. You know, your character lives in a household of powerful female characters. Characters with, you know, and they've all got their own personality. Is that what kind of drew you to the script? Were you reading it kind of going, yes, she's amazing?
I read the books back in the day and was obsessed by the idea of being part of it, was madly in love with Maud, was going to marry Declan. So I was absolutely thrilled. And what was amazing was reading the script and it was all there, everything from the book. It was so well done, and all the characters popped, and the stories. There's no let up, there's no flab. It's just bang, bang, bang. And
it's relentless.
It's brilliantly fun and so heartfelt and emotional and absolutely outrageous.
It is. And I was going to get to that part because for people who have grown up watching TV and it's very PC and, you know, now I feel like we're in an era where people are a little bit more embracive of, you know, our bodies and all of that. And we're seeing a lot more of it on screen.
Yeah.
Was it awkward at any stage, you know, filming any of these scenes, or were you just like, everybody's just... this is it, this is the art that we're making, you know, and everybody's kind of...
Well, I think you said it.
I
mean, authenticity is important, and it felt real, and it felt of its time. So, yeah, you're not kind of, when you're in the thing, I suppose you're not looking at it with, like, a 21st century perspective, you know, you're living in the world. So, no, I never felt odd or weird, but it is funny to watch the show and to look back and see some of the things that have changed for the better, but some things that we haven't, you know, we haven't amended, and they still exist, and they should change, and they need change. That's interesting to look at in the show. But no, filming this stuff, no, it was never a... No, it was just, it's part of who, it's them. It's their world, and it's those characters. So it wouldn't feel awkward for them. It shouldn't feel awkward for us as the performers, I suppose.
Yeah, it's brilliant, because even as a viewer, you know, you're kind of, you're watching it and you feel like there's a bit of a lull. And then next thing, you know, there's a 5-minute montage of, you know, people enjoying themselves and enjoying each other.
Yeah.
But each one of them, you know, talking about the sex scenes particularly, each one of them tells a different story about the characters.
Absolutely.
About where they're both their heads are. Because what was amazing was seeing everybody else's sex scene and going, wow, that's Valerie's story. Yeah. That's, you could see in each one, some of the sex was used for politics, for power, for comedy, for passion, for heart, to fix marriages.
Right.
You know, for all sorts of reasons. I thought it was brilliantly done.
I love the way as well that like each storyline you got to engage with you know, each character in a very specific way, and kind of, you know, you got to learn their personality a little bit, which was lovely. You know, it wasn't just about the main characters. Really quickly, was there a specific part or a specific scene that you really loved filming, either together or separately?
All the stuff with you, I loved. I love the family
it's
stuff.
It's great fun.
I love it. It's great crack. I mean, it's just every day there was stuff. I mean, were you at the birdie dance thing? Were you around for that?
I wasn't there for that.
You swerved that
I
one.
I did, didn't I?
We all came off a party. I don't know if we got to bed. And somebody commented, had seen the screening at BAFTA or something last week, and I heard somebody saying, God, the makeup department did such a great job, especially in that scene with everyone so sweaty. Like, that ain't makeup. That is not makeup. It was just a lot of fun. Everyone's such great crack and talented and lovely and up for it. It's hard to pick anything out. But yeah, certainly the family stuff that we did.
Yeah.
One of my favourite things.
I love the fact that with the O'Haras, you can go from yelling at each other to... Yeah. Hanging on to each other, back to yelling, and I love the kids were just constantly mortified every time we arrived in a scene. Like, oh God, those
at it again.
No, it was amazing to watch, and you know, I hope we get to see more of it as time goes by. But listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It was a joy to watch Rivals, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.